they got our names mixed up. My name is Jonathan Lewis, and I am here to tell you about a journey before and while at Unity. Before moving to Maryland, I lived in Los Angeles, California. While there, I lived in several foster homes, from birth up until 9 years old. At age nine, my dad flew to LA and adopted me. Upon arriving at Maryland at age nine, but wait, let's clear something up first. Antonio, you gave me those Oreos to have. But let's get back to my journey. My introduction to Unity of Washington, D.C. was immediate. Before I knew it, I was sitting in a Unity class, in a U18 class, in the basement at the old church. Now, anyone knows that if you had Ms. Dietrich, she didn't play. My start as a Unitine was a rocky one. On several occasions, because of my behavior, give me one moment, I'm nervous. I'm sorry. Because of our behavior, Ms. Dietrich reported me and my brother Ben to our dads. We found ourselves sitting at the bottom of the steps at home with a book. There's a Bible quote that I like. Chapter 30, verse 15, and it reads, "In quietness and confidence is your strength." As a young man starting a new life, I need confidence, and both Unity and my family have given me confidence. Goodbye, Ms. Dietrich, and hello, Ms. Sharon. As you all know, Ms. Sharon is in charge of us YOUers. Almost right away, Ms. Sharon handed me an apron and welcomed me into the YOU hospitality team, a team that I eagerly served on. My brothers Antonio, Ben, and Joe were also YOUs, which made having to serve on the hospitality team a lot of fun. I'm sorry. I'm so nervous up here. The best experience as a YOUer was going to Rally. At Rally, I made many new friends, and I learned a lot of new things. Each year, I definitely look forward to attending Rally. Yes, spring and winter Rally really makes the top of the list of things that I most enjoy while at Unity. Now, I know you are eager to hear my future plans. Well, my hope one day is to becoming a police officer, but before doing so, like my older brother Mark and dad and his uncles, I will be joining the armed forces. Now, my dad retired from the Navy. Now, my dad retired from the Navy, but being on a lot of water didn't seem appealing to me. I think that if the boat went down, I couldn't stomach that much water. So I've decided on the Army. When my dad enrolled me in Young Marines at age nine, it encouraged me to join ROTC while in high school, and I stayed all 4 years. He wanted me to have the military experience. Now, unlike him, I doubt that I will stay and retire. Then again, who knows what the future will hold for me. In any case, I'm going to give it a try and see where it leads me. Unity has definitely taught me that all things happen for a reason, both the good and the bad. God is always in control, and I must always trust him. And the most important is that God is all good and active in every part of my life. And that I must trust him and listen to the quiet voice in my head. It is him whispering to me and guiding me in the right direction. There is one other quote that I like, and it's from Lao Tzu. And it says, "Those who overcome others are powerful. Those who overcome themselves are strong." Now, to me, this means that if people are trying to be the voice in your head and trying to guide your life, and you say, "No, I will guide myself. And you say it with the utmost of confidence. Then you are powerful. The other part of this quote says, those who overcome themselves are strong. This part means that there is no one on this earth that can criticize you or hold you back more than you can. And if you get past this and have faith, then you are strong. I will end my talk by thanking you for all allowing me this opportunity to explain my life's journey and for welcoming me into Unity as a little boy to a young man, to a young adult with open arms and non-judgmental eyes. The moment that I stepped into Unity, I felt love and support. I ask that you pray for me a safe passage into the next phase of my life, and that I live a long, happy, prosperous life. I'm sorry. And that our paths will cross again. I would also like to take time and thank both my dads, Bruce and Zachary Gibbs. Can you please stand up? Stand up for me. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. And we also have a new one in the family. His name is Dominic Parker. He is 8 years old. Peace and blessings to you all. Thank you.